Chafti b'teshluvei niskay. Chafti b'niskay. Laiketani ella b'teshluvei niskay. Gemara makes a deal from the Lashon HaMishnah. Tanina laha d'tana rabbanan and says that this Mishnah is a remez to the chiddush of the following braisa. The Gemara brings the braisa to Tana Rabbanan teshlumei nezek malamed shabayla mitaplam in the veil. So this is the din that we're now going to get involved in. The shayla of bayla mitaplam in the veil. Ruvain's shar, or Ruvain himself, is mazik Shimon's shar. And Shimon's shar is worth 200 zuz, and after the hezek it's worth 100 zuz. Whose job is it to be busy with the nevela? We're going to have two inyanim, the shayla p'chas nevela, the nevela goes down in value, and the shayla of tipul b'nevela. Gemara on this amid finds the makar for the din of baila metaplam b'nevela, baila meaning the nizik. So the Gemara brings three psukim, anani mili, and it's going to be mavur in the sugya that these three psukim it's not a machlaikis, we need all three psukim. Amar Vami, Damakra Maki Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. That's Adam Amazik. Al Tikri Yishalmena Wel Yashlimena. Should be Mashlim whatever is missing. So if it went down from 200 to 100, you Mashlim the other 100. Rav Kana says, Mehacha and Tarif Yitarif Yivyeo Eda Trefele Yishalim. Ada Trefe Yishalim Trefe Atma Wel Yishalim. Same idea, you pay the value Ada Trefe. But not Trefa Atzma. The second pasuk is talking by Shaimrim. And the third pasuk, Chizkiya Amar Mehacha, Vahameis Yaloi Linizik, Chaitanet Vechizkiya, Hameis Yaloi Linizik. So the third pasuk, Hameis Yaloi, is by Maman Amazik. So we have one pasuk by Adam Amazik, one pasuk by Shaimrim. When you're a Shaimer and something happens to the animal and you're chayiv to pay. And one, Hameis Yaloi by Mammon Amazik, Chetard Vechizkiya Vamesi Eloi Lenizik. Atem Lenizik Eina Lelamazik. How do you know Loi refers to the Nizik? Amrit Loi Kachoya. My Loi Kachoya, Amar Abaya. Isakatayatach Nevela de Mazik Hava. Vesti Rachmana Shotach Asashar Velishtik. Amesi Eloi Lamalish. Mami Noah Lenizik. So we have three psukim to teach us that it goes to the Nizik, that it says that the Achrayas goes to the Nizik, and three psukim in three different cases, Adam Amazik, Shaimer, and Mammon Amazik, and the Gemara brings the Tzrichasa, Tzricha, Yikaz Rachman HaMakadayim Yishalmen HaMishan Loi Shricha. For a person to be Mazik, an animal is not so Shriach, Ava Trefa De Shricha Eim Aloi. But a Shaimer, I guess it is Shriach. I don't know why, but the Gemara says it's more Shriach, Eim Aloi, Tzricha. It's more Shriach to be Peshe and Shmira than to be Mazik. I guess so. I guess people sometimes are Pesher Bishmira. More often than Amazik, okay? Tzricha. V'yashmina treifa mishum de memela. Amaka behema biyadayim. Eim alai. Biyadayim means the biyadayim of his behema. Maka behema. No, I'm sorry. Maka behema yishalmen as odam amazik. Biyadayim. Eim alai. V'yashmina hani tarati ha mishum de loy shchiyach ha mishum de memela. So that's why those two alone is not enough. And what about the third one alone? Yashmina Hamesi Alai, Mishum de Mamaina Kamazik, Aval Hacha de Begufa Mazik, Eim Alai, Tzricha. So we went through this Gemara. Basically, we have three psukim. The three psukim is not a machlaikis. We need all three psukim. One for Adam, one for Mamin Hamazik, and one for Shaimer. That in all cases, the Nizik. A baila metapel in the veil means that the nizik is metapel in the veil. Omalei Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana held which pasuk? Rav Kahana had the pasuk. Which was Rav Kahana? Tarif to the AOAs. Right? Right? Rav Kahana was the pasuk, the middle one. Right? Omalei Rav Kahana l'Rav. Alataima the cross of Rahmana Vahamesi Alai. Who's Hamesi Alai? That's Chizkiya's Pasik. Right? So he says, you're using the pasuk of Chizkiyah. If not for that pasuk, I would have said the mazik has to be on top of the nevela. Zachshver. Hashtoi istoi lididei kama treifis yoevlei. Madach, if he himself would have treifis in his house, he could use it as tashlumin. Dama ma'yashul rabbi shavakesa filasubin didei mi boy. As we stop here on this kasha, what's the Gemara's kasha? Why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that? Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that when if I'm mazik someone's animal, a $200 animal goes down to $100, that I only have to pay $100? The pasuk, I only have to pay $100. Why? Because even if I have to pay $200, I could tell him, take the dead animal as one of the 100. I could pay him after the subin. I could pay him anything I want. So if I could pay him anything I want, what do I need psukim? What do I need a pasuk for? What do I need a pasuk to say that I could give him the animal? The pasuk, I could give him the animal, because even if it wouldn't be a pasuk of amesi alai, I would know it because you could pay anything you want. I could pay there with dead animals also. This is Rav Kahana's kasha. So the Maram and the Marsha and the Medurei Basra are matmi on this Gemara. What's Rav Kahana asking against the pasuk Hamesi Alai? Rav Kahana is saying, who needs the pasuk Hamesi Alai to tell you that you only pay the amount that went down? I know that anyway, because you could always pay with dead animals. You could always pay a filasubin. So even if he's chayiv the whole 200, he can give the 100 as tashlum. That's a very good kasha on the pasuk Hamesi Alai. But it's the same exact kasha on Rav Kahana himself. But it's the same kasha. Rav Kahana learns it out of the pasuk im toreif yi toreif yivyeh weda treif alay yishalim. He learns it out of a different pasuk. Why is it more shver on the pasuk Hamesi Alai then it's shver on his own pasuk? Rav Kahana's pasuk is also teaching us that you don't pay the whole 200, you only pay the amount that went down in value. It's exactly the same kasha. Who needs the pasuk? Even if you have to pay the whole thing, you're allowed to pay with the dead nevela. So the same exact kasha he's asking on Hamesi Alai is shver on him. It's a pillar. What's Rav Kahana gaining with his kasha? So because of this kasha, there's a girsa change. The Maram goes with the girsa Amalei Rav Kahana L'Rava. What does he gain by changing it to Rav Kahana L'Rava? There were two Rav Kahanas. There was one Rav Kahana who was a Talmud of Rav, and one Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rava. So by changing the girsa, he says that this is the later Rav Kahana. And he's not asking on everybody. He's not bringing a riot himself. He's asking on all the psukim. He brought the pasuk Hamesi Alai as just one of the three. But Rav Kahana, this is a later Rav Kahana. And he's asking on all of them. Right, that's the girsa, then it's good. That's how the Maram, Marsha, and I think in the Taras Chaim, all three answer this, because it doesn't make sense. It's a kasha only v'habesi alai. So for now, we'll go with this teretz. Change the girsa, it's always the easiest teretz. It's a different Rav Kahana. Okay. What? So he's saying then he only mentions the pasuk Hamesi Alai. So now we'll say that he meant it as one example, but it's really shver on all the psukim. It's not only on Hamesi Alai; it's on all the psukim. It's a little bit of a daichik in the lashon, and that's why later today, hopefully, we'll come back with to answer it. But that's how they gairus. That the gairus is different Rav Kahana. It's a kasha on all three. Ay, it says Hamesi Alai; it's lav davka. Okay, there's a second inyan here in this member of Rav Kahana. A totally separate Indian. Rav Kahana says, Yashiv l'rabbi shavah kesef, afil asubin. You're allowed to pay someone anything that you like. That you're allowed to pay somebody with dead bodies of animals. As if it's shara shuk, what it's worth in the shuk. But you're allowed to pay people with that. Now the truth is that that's a machlokes. Rav Huna on Tesamet Aleph, Rav Huna held oy kesef oy meitav. That if you have cash or meitav karka, that's what you have to pay first. And Rav Huna said that you can give people a tafelim. If you have cash, you can give a person a truckload of tafelim. Rav Huna's shita is you have to give cash or karka, with made of karka, which is the best. Rav Huna said that you can't pay a person straight metafla. On Dav Zayin, Rav Papa held the other way. Rav Papa said that kol metafla metafu. Rav Papa, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, said no, you could give a person metafla. All metaflaim are considered meitav. So it's a machlekes amayroim from the Zayin Amid Beis to Tesamet Aleph, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, whether you're allowed to just give a person metafla. The Rif paskins like Rav Papa, and Rabbeinu Tam paskins like Rav Huna. So machlekes had a paskin. The Rif paskins like Rav Papa, that you can give a person metafilin whatever you want. And Rabbeinu Tam paskins like Rav Huna, that you can't give a person, you cannot give a person metafilin. The Rosh in Simon Hay, and he brings this whole machlaikis. The Rosh wants to decide how to paskin. How do we paskin in this machlaikis? Machlaikis HaMeirayim and Machlaikis Rishayim. How do we paskin? The Rosh says, well, look at the Gemara in Yoram Ed Beis, our Rav Kahana. Our Gemara is Saisim, which way? Our Gemara is Saisim, like Rav Papa. Our Gemara is Saisim, that you could give any metaphilim you want, even dead nevelis, which I think is the worst thing to pay with the veil of meat. One of the worst. So our Gemara is stoma like Rav Papa. Gemara says it as a pshitas. Gemara says it as a kasha. So we see, like the Rif, that we pass like Rav Papa, and you can give any metafilim you want, and it's sure Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the fire we see here, Stam Gemara, is saisim like Rav Papa. That kan divrei harif, harosh. This the rush is right to the riff, and I think I saw in the back somebody says it on his own, but it's a rush. The rush. You look at the rush in Simon Hay, you'll see the rush says it. L'chayr, we have to answer Rabbeinu Tam. Do we have any way out? Do we have any way out to answer Rabbeinu Tam? L'chayr, this gemara is takan. Rabbeinu Tam said we don't pass like this Gemara, but still it's a Stam Gemara. Do we have any way out? Try to figure out a way out that Rabbeinu Tam could answer this Gemara that it's Shtim with Rav Huna. L'chayrina, what did Rav Huna say? That Shavah Kesef is only if you have no cash and you have no karka. That was Rav Huna's Shita on that test. Rabbeinu Tam says we pass it that way. Anyway, to answer Rav Kahana.
Sorry. You know there's a difference.
That what?
Different.
What's different?
Rav Huna's case, you were doing loans. You have a lot of money, you
can't pay back. No, Rav Huna's going on Masik. Yeah, because the Rosh says that by loans, everyone's Maida. Since you got cash, you get back cash. So by loans, even Rav Papa would be Maida. So he's going on Masik. So I think there may be a way to answer the Raya I'm suggesting this on my own. I didn't see anywhere, but maybe we can answer Rabbi Natan. Where's the pasuk Yoshev l'Rabbi Shavu Kesef? That's in Shmos Chaf Aleph. If you look at the pasuk there, it says Hames Yalai in the same pasuk. That's talking about Bar. It says Kesef Yoshev l'Bailav Hames Yalai. It's all in one pasuk. Lai Rav Huna, what's the pasuk talking about? What type of person? Hames Yalai Yoshev l'Rabbi Shavu Kesef is talking about whom? Lai Rav Huna. Who's the pasuk going on? Right? The pasuk is talking about a man who has no cash and no karka. The pasuk says, Yashiv l'Rabbi Shavu Kesef, which Rav Huna says, the pasuk is, this particular pasuk is talking about a person who has no cash, no karka. Yashiv l'Rabbi Shavu Kesef. So it's marba that such a person could pay Shavu Kesef. In that pasuk, where it says Yashiv l'Rabbi Shavu Kesef, it says Hamesi Allah. It says this ribuy of Hamesi Allah. That to tell you Pchas Neveh. So it could be Rabbi Notama learn that since it's the same pasuk, this pasuk is talking about a person who has no karka and no money. And in talking about such a person, it says he could pay Shavu Kesef. And then it says, Hamesi Eloi, you should know he could deduct Pchas Neveh. So Rav Kahana is saying, in this pasuk, it's talking about someone who doesn't have money. It's talking about someone who doesn't have money, so it's pshita. This is not the place to have a ribuy of Hamesi Eloi to tell you that you could give Pchas Neveh. Because here, Kesef Yashel Labailov is an extra pasuk. It's telling you that you give Shavu Kesef Yashel Labailov. Vamesi Alay is Pashit. He could give the Pras Nevela. He could give the Nevela. In this pasuk, Dafka, it's a good kasha that since this pasuk is talking the Rabbi Shavu Kesef, so it's Pashit you can give a dead Nevela. So we can learn, Rabbeinu Tam, that that's Pshat and Rav Kahana's kasha. Rav Kahana is asking that Hamesi Eloi is in the pasuk of Yashiv, and over there, in that pasuk, it says you can give Shavu Kesef, so then it's pasuk you can give Pchas Neveh. The other psukim that are talking about normal cases, Rav Kahana is not asking. He's dafke asking on Hamesi Eloi on this pasuk. How do you know that? Rashi, what? That's what's bothering you too, Avi. I see you nodding your head. Okay. If Rabbi Natan is going to learn the way I'm saying, then it would make sense. If Rabbi Natan is going to learn the Gemara this way, the way I'm saying, we knock off two kashas in one shot. Because if you're going to learn the way I'm saying, then Hamesi Allah is going on bar. It's talking about Kesef Yashel Labailov, in that case. So then, it's the answer to Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. That here we're talking about someone who has no Kesef, is paying Shavu Kesef. So that's why Rav Kahana is asking. And it's also going to be answered to Maram's Kasha. Maram asked, why is Rav Kahana asking Dafka on Hamesi Eloi? According to this Pshatul, it's dafka kasha on Hamesi Eloi. Normally it's not shver. Because normally you can't pay, you can't give up nevelas, you have to pay cash. The kasha is dafka on this pasuk. So that, if you say this, it would answer both difficulties. It would answer Rashi's kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. And it would answer the Maram's kasha, why Rav Kahana is asking dafka on Hamesi Eloi, because dafka on Hamesi Eloi is the kasha. Now this is all can only be true if Hamesi Eloi is the Hamesi Eloi of Bar, in the pasuk of Yashiv. Now Rashi says clearly that the pasuk is talking about Hamesi Eloi by Shar, and it's the Mashmois HaGemara. Lichtiv Rachmanas Shartach Shar v'lishtik v'Hamesi Eloi v'amali, but If you answer Rabbeinu Tam, Ulai. Rabbeinu Tam could learn that Hamesi Allah is talking by Bar. And not by Shah. This whole shtickle title. What? But to be a daim is that the shah did it to be a daim. So why can't it be that the bar did it be a daim? Well, what does be a daim mean? It means that bar did it. Eish could do be a daim. So why can't a bar do be a daim?
Not
that kalala, but it's still. Okay. I just want to find a mahala for Rabbeinu Tam. Whether it's shtims or doesn't, I think it's a possible mahala. Okay, now before we get into Pchas Nevela, the Stipler of Metzia brings this sugya as a raya to a nida in the Hilchos Shomrim. Now, we actually declared all year, from the first day and on, the clear of why a mazik pays. Does a mazik pay because he failed in the Shmira, or because his mamin was mazik? Well, we had two mahalchim. What's the hesber in the Kavanas HaTorah when it said you pay for a mazik? Is it because he failed in the Shmira? Or is it, no, it's a halacha that mamayna hamazik has to pay. In Hilchos Shomrim, there's a similar klar. If you're a shomer, someone gives you something to watch. And let's say you're a shomer sachar and it gets stolen. Or you're a shomer chinam and you're pesheya. What's the reason that you have to pay? Someone gives you something to watch and you leave it in a car that's unlocked in the parking lot and it gets stolen. You have to pay. Why do you have to pay? What's the reason you have to pay? You can understand two ways. You can understand you have to pay because you are Peshay and the Shmira. You left it in a place where somebody's going to steal it. You see, if to pay is a punishment for being Peshay and Shmira. Or you could learn. No. The reason you have to pay is because when he gave it to you, you were Makabal Achrayis. He gave it to you, and you said, I'll watch it, and I'll return it to you. Why do you pay? Because you're Makabal Achrayis. Now, if you're an Einis, and something happens to it, so you have a kind of Einis. Even Gneva Vaveda, Shemachinim only has to do a Shmir Pchusa. Gneva Vaveda is like an Einis. But the Chiyuv to pay is not because you are Peshay. The Chiyuv to pay is because you were Makabal Shmira. Not because you are Peshay B'Shmira. You follow the two ways to learn. Oh, good. Okay. Shal by Einsim, obviously, this cleric cannot apply to him, which we'll see in a minute is going to make a problem. But let's first talk about Shomrim in general. Shemechinam, Shemesachar. By Shemechinam, Shemesachar, why do you pay when you Makabal something? Is it because you are Makabaling? You're Makabal, you have to return it. Or is it because you are Peshay B'Shmi Rasai and you're Chayiv because you're Peshay B'Shmi Rasai? Nafkamina, anybody? It's Nafkamina, which one? It's Nafkamina if you're Chayiv because you're Makabal, or you're Nafkamina, or if you're Chayiv because you're Peshay, yeah? Putting in the middle is one of the complicated nafkamina. I want to start with simpler nafkamina. That's what we spoke about once before. A simple nafkamina would be if the value changes. Let's say you're makabel to watch gold. You know, when an ounce of gold is worth $500. And the price changes, whether up or down. Let's say it becomes worth $600. And you're still holding it for the owner. And now you're Peshaya and it gets stolen. Do you pay the $500 of Shas Kabbalah? Or do you pay the $600 of Shas Pshia? that depends what you're chayev for. If your chayev is because you're pesheya, then you pay the cost, the value of the item at the time of the pesheya. If you're paying because you're makabel shmira, so you're makabel something, you're achray to return it. So your kabbalah is only, your achrayus is only your kabbalah at the time of the kabbalah. And the same nafkamina, if you had karka, that's meshubid. Does it go basa shas kabbalah or basa shas pshia? So this is the shakira. The Stifler says that there are two rayas in the Sestis Bava Kama to this inyan. One is on Daf Dalid. I mentioned it when we learned Daf Dalid. And one is here from Yeravid Beis. The case on Daf Dalid, it said, we had a brisa that said there are 24 mazikin, including Shanachinam, Shayel, Mesesachav, Asachim. So the Gemara said, why didn't our Mishnah count those four? Why didn't the Mishnah say, Shanachinam, Shanachinam, Mesesachav, Asachim? So the Gemara said, Bishlam al Shmuel. Gemara said, Biniske Mamin Kamairi. Biniske Gufay Lai Kamairi. Our Mishnah is talking about Mamin Amazik. And not about other Mamazik. Niske Gufay Lai Kamairi. Of something a person does with his body, that type of Hezik, the Mishnah is not talking about. Biniske Gufay Lai Kamairi. And Rashi said, how is a shomer nizkei gufay? Shomer is nizkei gufay. You did a hezek with your guf. So Rashi said, shaloi shomrei karoi. We're calling shomer nizkei gufay because he didn't do a proper shmir. Zog to Stifler, it's mashal from there. Now why is a shomer chayiv? Because he did not do a proper shmir. So that's a raya. That is because he did not do a proper shmira. The second raya is here from Yeravid Beis. In the Tzrichasa, the Gemara talks about the pasuk in Torah if Yivieu Eid. So the Gemara considers it Niske Gufay, not Niske Mamayna. And here again, Rashi, four lines from the bottom of the page, Rashi says why. He says, when you watch something and something happens to it, that's called niske gufa, you did a hezik, shahaya alav l'shaimra. So the Stifler says, we have here two Rashis, Gemara's mashma that way, certainly Rashi, and Daf Dalin and Daf Yud, which are mashma that the reason the shaimer pays is because he's peshev b'shmirasa. Because he messed up in being shomer the item, and the Stifler considers these to be two good rayas. Now, actually, what? If you watch it raw, karoy you potter. But is that because you're an oinus? Because you could learn yechivus because you're makabel achrayus. If you watch it properly, you're an oinus, so maybe you're potter. But then when you're chayiv, why you're chayiv? Because you're makabel, and you're not an oinus. Your chiv is because you're makabel, you can't call it niske gufay. Right? Rashi tried to explain why it's called niske gufay. What?
What's
the Gemara say? It's not niske gufay. It's not niske gufay. He didn't do hezek to it. He's makabel chayiv. If I go to you and I make a kinyan to mechayiv myself to give you something, so I have to give it to you. Niske gufay. Has nothing to do with this game. Now there is one problem, which is Stifler himself by Merks, that a shayel who's chayiv on Eitzim certainly is not chayiv because he's a peshev b'shmirasa. He's chayiv on Eitzim. So a shayel, you can't learn by shayel this chakira. By shayel, there is no chakira. As a matter of fact, he brings a Gemara. I believe that Shoyol Zicha pays Mishas Kabbalah Shmir. So when you borrow something, your chiv is dakas your peshe adishmirasa. You chayiv even on ainsa. So he says, by Shayol, this chakira does not apply. But by Shemachinim, Shemesachar, and Sachir, it does apply. Now, if it doesn't apply to Shayol, it messes up the raya from Davdalit. Because Davdalit is talking about Shayol. It's not about all four. Shemachinim, Shayol, Nesachar, and Sachar. So the raya on Davdalit is not a raya anymore. Because there it's talking about Shayol. Our Gemara, which is talking not about Shayol, it's talking about Shemesachar, so maybe it's a raya. Al Kaponim, this is the Stipler's Mahalach, that the Chiyuv on a Shomer is because of Pshia Bishmirasa. The Ketzais, which we've spoken on a number of occasions, I hope I sound familiar, certainly those who were on Tamafkid last year, the Ketzais doesn't hold this way. The Ketzais learns that a Shomer is Chayiv because of Kabbalas Achrayis, not because of Shia B'Shmirasa. That's the Ketzais' sheet. The Ketzais is discussing a Rajba. The Rajba's in Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel. The Rajba says that if you give me something to watch, and I agree to watch it for whatever time, let's say for 30 days, you're going away, I agree to watch it for 30 days. If I want to quit in middle, and somehow I get a hold of you and I tell you, listen, I don't want to watch it anymore. Rajba says you can't quit. If you're a makabel shmira for his man, you're stuck. If he's not Michael, then you can't quit. You're stuck. As they state in Rajba. So the Ravid is a kash on the Rajba. What do you mean you can't quit? Could a worker quit? Any worker. I will never have a pasik. That a worker could quit. A worker is not doing you a favor. A worker, it's a mutual relationship. You need work, I need parnasa, I work for you. And a worker could quit. So hagabat. A worker could quit. Because so someone who's watching something for you for free can't quit. So if there's a hefsid, fine, you can't quit. The question is, there'll be no hefsid. I'm going to give it back to you. It's not called a hefsid that you have to do the work. Hefsid means it's going to be a hefsid. This stuff is soaking and gets spoiled. It's not a hefsid because I tell you I don't want to work anymore. Now you're going to have to do it. That's not called a hefsid. So you're right. The shomer can't quit and leave the item in the street. But the chayav, he brings it back to the baal hapakad. Correct, arrive it. You should be allowed to quit. Why can't you quit anymore?
Working for the Baal.
What?
You're working for the
Baal. Well, if you're a Shemesh Sachar, you're a worker for the Baal. He's not paying you, you're a regular worker. Even if you're a Shemesh Chinam, you shouldn't have less rights than a Shemesh Sachar. Shemesh Sachar could quit, the Shemesh Chinam can't quit. That's done. So, to answer this, the Ketzais said that there are two dinim in a Shemesh. In every Shomer, there are two separate dinim in every Shomer. One din is that a Shomer has to pay if something happens to the item. He's mekabel achrayis, and he has to pay. There's a second din that he's obligated to watch the animal, or the cotton, whatever it may be. Now, think for a minute. These are separate achrayis. Let's say the Shomer is going to say, you know what, I'm not going to watch it, I'll pay him for it. I'd rather pay him than watch it. Is he allowed to do that? If you give me something to watch, it's worth $10. If you get the pain in the neck, I won't watch it. If something happens, I'll pay. So he says, I'm not allowed to do that. I was mekabel shmira. I was mekabel two things. One is that I'm going to pay if something happens. And two, that I'm going to watch it. I was mekabel to watch, and achrayis to watch it. There are two chiyuvim on a shomer. The Ravid's taina, avodei hein v'lo yavodim la'avodim, applies to which one? Only the second. I was mekabel achrayus that I did a kinyan. I was mekabel achrayus. It has nothing to do with working for you. I was also mekabel to work for you to watch this animal that you gave me. So I was mekabel also to work for you, to be a shaymin. Zoptik tzais, the Rashba's maida, you could quit the work half. The part, the half that's a din that you have to work for him, Rashba's maida, you could quit. Rashba didn't say you can't quit. You could quit, you could tell him, I'm not watching it anymore. But you cannot quit your Kabbalah Sachrayis. Your Kabbalah Sachrayis, that's a Kenyan. You, when you took the Chayfetz, you did a Mashiach on the Chayfetz, you were Mechayiv yourself, the Achrayis of the object. Now that has nothing to do with Avodayim. That's a financial obligation. So there, the Rashba said, on that part of it, you can't quit. There's no Avodayim. So it comes out very geschmack that the Rashba's Maida, you could quit the working part. But the Achrayis, that you can't let go of the Achrayis. This whole tzais is gebayt on the idea that your chiyuv to pay has nothing to do with your chiyuv shmirah. The tzais is saying you could quit your chiyuv shmirah and you still have to pay. So you can't tell me, like the disciple said, why does a shayma pay? Because he's peshev b'shmirasa. Tzais doesn't learn that way. Because the tzais says, you're potter b'shmirasa. You don't have to watch it. You still have to pay because you're mekabel achrayis. The tzais separates the two. Klar, the tzais, learning pshat in the Rashba, does not learn the way the stifler learned.
Rachman Arayim.
What?
Rachman Arayim.
The Tzais is Pshat and the Rashba is a Rai.
Yeah, the Rashba itself is not a Rai.
The Rashba itself, because you can answer the Rashba, you can find different Shem.
They say the Shem Shmira also not a Rai if you can more than one another. I got the theory, you could put the Shmira. It doesn't say that he's more opinion than the Shmira.
The Rashba's mighty, you could put the Shmira. The Rashba says you can't.
Yes, if you give it back, you can put the Shmira.
But the Rashba says you cannot. The whole problem started that the Rashba says you cannot quit Shmira.
And I'm saying that the Shmira is Shmira.
Chiyuv. Yeah, it could be the Rashba holds that you cannot quit the Chiyuv Shmira for some other reason. In the Rashba, we try to find the Teretz why else you can't quit the Chiyuv Shmira.
By this theory, you're not going to quit the Chiyuv Shmira, but it doesn't say there is no Chiyuv Shmira. It doesn't say not Chayiv because of Chiyuv Shmira.
Yeah, but if you could quit the Chiyuv Shmira, why do you have to pay if something happens?
This theory is not going to regular case where I have a Shmira, maybe I could be Chayiv for Chiyuv Shmira also.
Michael, it's both.
You don't know which is not a rayah from the chayav.
No, it's a rayah chayav al tzachrayis, because here, once I quit the shmira, you can't make me pay because I was peshev b'shmirasai, because I have no chayav shmira in the first place.
Okay, shmira is the ikra.
If you hold both.
You have both.
When you have both, you pay because
shmira is the ikra.
Okay, but if it's not because of chayav shmira, I still have to pay because of the original mashicha.
That's right. Could be both.
Saying it could be both. Could be that you have both chiyuvim. I didn't think about it. Maybe you have both chiyuvim. Why would the Torah set things up that you have two chiyuvim? Right? It's possible. Third mahalach, that's both chiyuvim. Right? Think about it. At any rate, the Ktzai certainly is learning not like the stipler, although the Ravid probably did learn like the stipler. The Ravid, who asked the Kasha on the Rashba, that Avodah Yim V'lei Avodim L'Avodim, see a potter, the Ravid Mestam did learn the way the stipler is learning. But the Ktzais himself, Nemzon, not like the stipler. It comes out that in Chiyuve Shaimrim, there are, basically we have now two Mahalchim. What the Ktzais holds is the Iker, and the stipler is tying it to Rashi. That Rashi is saying that it's a chiyuv shmira that's mechayiv you to pay. The title brings another nafkamina in this whole clair. If you have a case of suffik by shomrim, is that called any adayim nischayafti? Or any adeya imparati. brings a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Hey. I'm going to go into the Gemara now. But basically, the Gemara has a case of any idea. The Nidain is, if a Shomer is any idea, I don't know, the animal died, I don't know if it was Ba'inus or Rabshia. Is that called Ambecheska Siyuv, I don't know if I have a Psor? Or is that called I'm Potter and I don't know if I'm Chayiv? So let's see. It's totally the two ways. If you learn that when you take the animal, you mechuyev to return it like the tzais, then every time you do a mashiach on an animal, you have to give it back. If you're an oinus, you have a p'tor. That means you're becheskes chiyuv. If you want a taina oinus, that's a p'tor. If you take something to watch, you mechuyev yourself to return it, and you don't know if an oinus happened, that's any idea I'm parati. That means I'm becheskes chiyuv, because I took it as mekabel achrayus. I don't know if I have a p'tor. That's the way it turns out like the tzais. Because your chiyuv is because you're a makabel shmira. So that means you're becheskes chiyuv. You need a p'tor. If you learn like the Stipler, that the chiyuv is because you failed in the shmira, that means that when I take it, I'm not chayiv yet. When I fail in the shmira and that causes damage, then I'm chayiv. Then if I don't know what happened, then I'm any adam nischayavti. Then I'm an any adam nischayavti. And then Alech Alahavi Raya. So Stadler brings this as an added nafkamina. So we have basically three nafkaminas. The Chiyav is Mishas Mashicha or Mishas Mashiach was the first nafkamina. Then the Rajma and the Ravid is the second nafkamina, if you could quit in the middle, if that pathes you. And the third nafkamina is this nafkamina, Bayani Dez is Chayafti and the Amparati. Third nafkamina is the most complicated because the shayva is really chayiv in the shvuah, so it's a little complicated how it applies. But just the pashtus, these are the three nafkaminas and the two mahalchim and shayva. All right, so this is a sugya that belongs bigger in Amafkid, for which they bring a raya to our sugya. Okay, let's get now into our ikar sugya, and the next few minutes I want just to introduce the whole shakla v'tarya. Tomorrow we're going to try to work it out. The Gemara brings two nafkaminas. First, the Gemara says, "Lo nitzucha elo l'pchas neveila." What is pchas neveila? It's a $100 animal. A mazikin, it's worth 50, and it rots for 2 days. Now it's worth 30. Who takes the loss from the 50 to the 30? That's the nida. Now it goes without saying that until the nizik is aware, Rashi says, until the nizik is aware of what happened, the Nizik's not responsible. Mishahidiyul and Nizik. From the Nizik, Nizik is aware of it. So the Nizik has to take the animal and take care of it. So here we're saying that when it goes down, again, I'm the Mazik. My animal was Mazik, it knocked it from 100 to 50. I have to pay 50. Now, it rotted for 2 days, now it's worth 30. That additional chas nevela, we're saying, is the obligation of the Nizik, not the Mazik. Okay, when it goes down an additional amount in value, that's the Nizik's responsibility. What's such a so we have two pshatim. Yavi Eidim Shnitra for Ba'inus Upatim. Now that's for sure. If you bring Eidim, that it was an Ainus, a Shemis Achar Sechapatim. Abishalaymer Yavi Aduda Lebezdin. You bring aduda. Aduda means the booty. It means the leftovers, the leftover value you bring to Bezdin. What does that mean? What are we learning out of the pasuk Yavi aduda lebezdin? So we're understanding Abba Shaul to say that he's learning out of this pasuk that the responsibility is on the nizik. That Yavi aduda, it can be confusing. Yavi aduda means the mazik brings the value of the nevela b'shas hezik to Bezdin, and he deducts that from his cost, and he pays the rest. That's how Rashi teaches. Yavi aduda lebezdin doesn't mean he brings the physical nevela to Bezdin. He doesn't have to buy the metaphor of event. He just brings the value b'shas hezik, and he deducts that. Yavi aduda lebezdin. My love, bar kamiflegi. Marsav b'chas nevela d'nizik hava. Marsav d'mazik hava. So why doesn't the Tanakhama dash like Abba Shaul? Because he disagrees. he says it's the mazik's loss. So the chayre, that's what they're arguing. Yeah? It's like Gemara light the kuli amad nizik v'achem b'toyu toyrech the veil kinesim. So now we have a second nidayin. This is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Pchas neveila and the tircha of neveila. What's toyrech neveila? What does toyrech neveila mean? Toyrech neveila means if someone takes your car and gets into an accident with it, chas v'shalom, and the accident was in Queens, who has to schlep the car back to Brooklyn? That's Tarech Nevela. Does the Mazik have to schlep it back, or the Nevela? Okay? Just the Gemara's case here is, not with a car and in the Queens, it's with an animal in a bar. So the Gemara is saying that there's a machlaikis on the Tircha de Nevela, Vatanya, this is what we learned in the Braisa, this Vatanya is Benichusa, Achei Remaimrim, Nai Sha'al Baal Habar Lahal Eishar Mivairai, Tamalai Mekasev Yashul Abayla, Vamesi Alay. The Chayrim holds that who has to schlep it? The Mazik. According to the Achayrim, who has to schlep the car back from Queens is the Mazik. And we're saying that this is the Machlaikis Abashol in the Tanakama. Who has to bring it? According to this, Yavi Aduda LeBezna means that he has to bring it physically to Bezna. That's the Machlaikis. Does the Mazik have to bring it, or does the Nizik have to bring it to Bezna? The Gemara explains the case of the Machlaikis. Amalei Abayi LeRava. Hayterech Devei Lechidami. Ilema de Bibira Shavi Zuza. Vaguda Shavi Arba. If the animal is only worth one Zuz in the bar, and four Zuz outside the bar, that's Pashit. Ki Tarech Betin Afshe Tarech. It's a 100 Zuz animal. In the bar it's worth one. He's got to pay 99. He schleps it out, so now he only pays, now it's worth four, he only pays 96. So in that case, it's Pashit, it's the Mazik who's going to do it. Amalei lo tzricha. The Bibira Shav Yezuzah, Agudanami Shav Yezuzah. It's worth the same. You'll ask me, Ika Kai Gavna? Yeah, in. Amriyin, Shik Shur B'Masa B'Zuzah, Shur B'Davra B'Zuzah. So it comes out that we have here two cases that we have to be done. When in the bar it's worth four, it's worth less, and outside the bar it's worth more, what's the din? When in the bar it's worth less and outside the bar it's worth more, everyone agrees that the mazik is responsible. If it's in a place where the value goes down, everyone agrees the mazik has to schlep it back. If you get into a car accident in Queens, cars in Queens and cars in Brooklyn are worth the same amount, I assume, are worth the same amount of money. So then that's the machlokes, who has to be matriarch to bring it back. That's the machlaikis Abishol in the Tanakam. But if the value changes, then there's no shayla. It costs money as well to bring it back. It doesn't cost money. You can schlep it yourself. If you can't schlep it yourself, then you have to pay a tow truck. So you think the din might be different if you have to pay a tow truck. How do you think they got animals out of virus? You don't think they call the tow truck? They also call the tow truck. Oh, so, but it's still a machlaikis. Well, it's a chedamazik. If the value changes, it's a chedamazik. If it didn't change, then it's not. The Gemara says, if the bar was more, yeah, but the Gemara is saying that they argue in a case where the bar was the same.
How is that?
Gemara says, you say, Micha Kai Gavna. Yeah, I'm re-inching. That's what people say. No, it means you can find buyers for it. Is it fine buyers? You find a guy who has, happens to have a tow truck, otherwise no one else is going to pay for it. Alright, so we have to figure out the issue of Pchas Nevela and Tipul B'Nevela in order to come to any understanding of the Sugya. You have to know a Gemara in Daf Tzadik Ches, which is a stira to this Gemara, and which tomorrow we're going to spend probably the whole shiur answering, trying to answer Shine and Dakamar. Turn for a minute to Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph. It's the fourth line of Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph. We're going to small piece of Gemara. And tomorrow we're going to try to understand how to resolve the contradiction between the two Gemaras. And this Gemara is again Mamish, the Totra case, all over again. Amar Rava, the fourth line, the last words. Hazorik Batbeya Shachaveiro Liyam HaGadol. I take your coin I throw it into the Mediterranean Sea. I throw it into the ocean. Potter. What? I take your coin. I throw it on Potter. My timer. Omar, Hamonach Kamach. I could say, what do you want? I didn't damage your coin. There it is. It's in the ocean. Iboy is shakle. If you want, you could take it. V'hani mili bitzlulim. That's if it's clear water, the kachazilei. I could show you. You see, now, it's a very hard case, a coin in the bottom of the ocean. Unless it was something bigger. It could have been a car. Someone drives someone else's car. He goes off the bridge and it lands in the middle of the lake. See here the Gemara says? You tell the person that there's no damage on the car. It landed softly in the water. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm potter. I could tell you, chas v'shalom should happen. I could tell you, you see a car? There it is. You know, I parked it. I'm sorry. I got out and I left it in drive. It went right into the water. There's no day. You want me to pay for the cost of drying it? You know, maybe. But hamani kamach, hani milibit smulim to kachazilei. Aval akurim to like kachazilei loy. If I can't show you where it is, then I'm chayiv. Then I lost it. If it's lost, then I'm chayiv. Vani milib da adi aduye. All right, that's only if I didn't steal it via dayim. Shaklei biyade migzul gazlei ashav abay mevin. Now if I take it via dayim, I'm a gazlan. But I'm not a gazlan. Either adi aduye got pushed, or even I took a vershus. And now it fell into the yam. So the Gemara says that I'm potter. Even though Rashi says imishum deboy lemesiv zuzu lebara meirah, the Gemara says beferish that you have to hire a diver to go and get it. Lemesiv mishkalei gramahu. That's just the gairim. Shagairim lafsidai. Now this Gemara is a stira to our Gemara. Our Gemara says if in the bar it's worth one zuz and outside it's worth four zuzin, it's the responsibility of the mazik. This Gemara, which certainly needs a hesber, says that if I throw it into the yam, and the Rashi says that I think the Gemara says it later, that you need a bar amira, you need a diver, you have to pay someone to go get it. That means there's a loss involved. I'm potter. I can tell you, there it is. Imagine someone tells somebody. There's the car, you can see it, I'm potter. It's a Gemara. Gemara says, I'm potter. Now, if the water flooded the engine, I have to pay for draining the engine. But as far as the fact that it used to be on the highway, now it's in the ocean, this Gemara says that you're potter. Now, I don't think I have to take a poll. I think everyone agrees that this Gemara is the Chiddush and our Gemara is more Pashut. But these seem to be a stira. The Ketzais and Shin Pei Vav Sivkat and Yud asked this kasha. And I hope to have the time to discuss as many as four mahalchim in this inyan. The Ketzais is mahala for sure. Rav Meisha and Digris Meisha, it's printed in Chelik Yeredeya, two places, in the end of Simenai and Vav, and the Chelik Bei Simikuf Yudalid, discusses how to deal with this lahalacha, and then there's a stipler who deals with this as well. The stipler is here, I think. I don't remember which siman it is. Here on the Gemara, in the test maybe deals with it. So we're going to deal with at least these three mahalachim. We have time a fourth mahalach, and how to deal with it. We have to come out lahalacha with what the din is, if you damage something somewhere else, how to take it. Now, agav, there's a reverse case, where I don't damage it. What happens if I take your car from Brooklyn, I drive it to Queens, and I leave it in Queens? I'll be a ganav. Let's say you give me permission to borrow your car, I go to a wedding in Queens. And then on the way back, I forget I have a car, I get a ride with someone else. So I tell you the next morning, here are your keys, I left the car in Queens. Do I have to bring it back? I have to bring it back? I'm not talking about Ben Amlachaver, I'm talking about Mammon, Dini Mammonis. Am I a Mazik if I take your car and I drive it, forget our Queens, let's say I drive it to Cleveland. And I leave your car in Cleveland, I tell you your car's in Cleveland. Am I a Pidin? Can you be today? I need to bring it back. I wasn't Mazik it. It's worth the same amount as it's worth here. Well, if I put it in the bottom of the lake, I'm potter, certainly in Cleveland, that's why I should be potter. So these are two Nidainim that we're going to try to deal with tomorrow. We should look at Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tuf Gimel, Sif Gimel, and Smach Ches, which also Megeya. So we're not going to go back to Gemara, obviously, but these are all the Naramakaimis. Maybe it's a shepherd's